No action was taken on the subject, just a discussion among board members. President David Bates pointed out that these days, major financial donors like to have things named after them.
And we want to make sure that there's a consistent policy in place that helps the community maintain its pride in its facilities.
Bates says the board generally favors keeping things named the way they are, unless there's some sort of compelling reason to make a change. At least one of his board colleagues agrees, saying there's plenty of change taking place right now without adding to it by changing the name of a building or another district facility. The unified board last night also accepted recommendations on benefits for district employees. Generally, they're similar to what's in place in the Ypsilanti School District, although some employees who currently enjoy family benefits might only be eligible for single coverage. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.